It used to be that good wines came only from France or Germany or maybe Spain. Now only the expensive wines come from there, because California long ago entered the wine business and produces some pretty good wines. In fact, today you can find vineyards in almost every state. Well, Israel is also dotted with vineyards all through the countryside. And a vineyard represents a significant investment on the part of the landowner. It's a really labor-intensive work, because there's a lot of hands-on pruning and harvesting. You can't do that with a machine. And sometimes the investment of time and money and energy pays off. Sometimes it doesn't. But backyard gardeners also understand the process of planting and tending and caring. We plant our tomatoes or our flower beds, expecting to be able to enjoy the fruits of our labor. We often experience pride and satisfaction at the results. But sometimes we are faced with frustration and disappointment. That big red tomato isn't as juicy as we thought it might be. And lack of rain and insects can even destroy what we were hoping to enjoy. Well, investments in people usually generate even greater expectations, because the ends are so much higher. We struggle to pay for a child's college education or to set up a small business. We sacrifice for years of piano lessons. We do it because in the end, we hope to see a well-rounded offspring or a successful business. Well, God also invests in people, not in things. And God looks to us to produce his harvest. And the lack of a harvest on our part brings repercussions. In our first reading this afternoon, the prophet Isaiah says that the failure to produce anything will bring destruction of the vineyard. It will be tilled over, and the owner will start all over again. For him, that vineyard is the kingdom of Israel. In our gospel from Matthew, the vineyard, which now is God's kingdom, will be handed over to workers who will produce fruit for the landowner. And in all of this, there is no guarantee that God is going to wait forever to get those results. Well, God continues to trust that his investments will pay off, because his own life is planted in the hearts of each one of us. And the expectation there is still the same, that we will bear fruit. Isaiah identifies the substance of that harvest. God expects justice and righteousness. The gospel goes on to describe it as love and compassion and generosity. But for all of that investment that God made in us, we overall, over the course of all human history, have been very slow in bringing about those fruits. They're hard to find and delicate to sustain and easy to destroy. But that is the evidence of sin in our lives. In the gospel parable this evening, the owner of the vineyard eventually sends his son to set things right. But the tenant farmers end up killing the son. They wanted to run things their own way. God the Father sent his son Jesus to set things right with us. But he was put to death. We would rather do things our way too, to live by our own rules. Despite all of that, though, God never gives up on us. He continues to plant his vineyards of grace and peace and compassion and love. And he continues to place us in charge of tending those vineyards. Let us pray that we will be faithful stewards of those gifts, to be able to give God his due, to yield a rich harvest for him in our efforts toward faithfulness.